Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Well, first thing this morning right off the bat, and it's still a little bit husky here in my throat. I thank God for a good wife, because I was, we got back from 4 days in St. Louis, four very, very active days. I did the math on it. I think in those 4 days and that we were in St. Louis, I think I had about 17 hours sleep in those 4 days. Now, for an old guy like me, I'm used to doing that years ago when I was young and wild and crazy and beer drinking. I used to be able to do that kind of stuff. But you get older, it gets a little bit harder to be able to do that. And I got home yesterday, got through the show, and I was going to go mow up at Sky High, and because it has to be done. It's rain's coming, and I'm leaving again. And my wife made a lasso, and she put that lasso around, and she said, "You get your butt in bed." So now I can't do that. Yes, you get your butt in bed. And so I did. I got my butt in bed, and I got up, slept for about 3 hours, and got up for about another hour and caught up on some things I had to do. And she kicked my butt back in bed, and I slept for about another 3 hours. And she really punished me. One of the joys of my life is I tell her every night when I get in bed, that's one of the joys of my life, to be able to lay in a bed beside her. And not from a sexual standpoint, but just the closeness of laying with my wife. And she wouldn't sleep with me last night. She said, "Whatever you got, I don't want." So she stayed in the guest bed last night, and I got up this morning, and I'm a little bit more rested today. But the old gray mare, she ain't what she used to be, if you know what I'm talking about. So God bless all of you. I want to take a moment, really specifically acknowledge Pastor Dale Socio. I think Dale's in here with us today. And those of you who don't know or do know, Dale's in the New Orleans area. And, it was 17 years ago that Hurricane Katrina hit, 17 years ago. And I took a group of men down there. We spent on and off about nearly 4 weeks down in New Orleans in the midst of the hurricane destruction and everything went on. And so I'm very, very familiar with what that looks like. And, Dale was sending me some updates. His phone was out and different things like that. And I was just kind of waiting, because I know right now initially nobody can do anything, right? No, there isn't anything anybody can do. Then we think, well, FEMA's going to come in. FEMA, well, here comes FEMA. No, FEMA, sorry. My experience, FEMA's a government agency, and you get what you expect out of government agencies. But Dale's in here this morning, and Dale, if you can, just, we're glad you're healthy, wealthy, and wise, everybody. Give us a little overview of what's going on down there in New Orleans. Dale's right in the heart of it.
Yeah, healthy, well, not, I don't know about wealthy and wise. Well, that only comes from the Lord, brother. Yeah. What? Listen, let me tell you what, brother. You know, we talk about preparations on this show, and I'm telling you what, I was prepared, because we lost all water pressure. So I had both my bathtubs cleaned and filled with water, and because, I mean, no drinking water if you didn't have it beforehand. Brother, you remember we talked about this before, that dehumidifier. So I would plug that thing in outside, and I was literally pulling over 2 gallons of water per hour to be able to have drinking water. To this moment, we're still in a boil advisory. The wind, so the, let me tell you what, this is part of the judgment of God. Until there's repentance, there can be no healing in the land. We will see this more and more reoccurring. And I'm talking, it's easy to say that from the outside, but when you're in the midst of this, this is it. So until America comes to her knees, repents, pull down its altars of Baal, is not going to happen. So storm-wise, Coach, remember, Katrina came up, was a 5, turned to a 3, and we were on the western side, the better side. This thing came in at 155 miles an hour itself when it hit, and it came up, and when you look at the track, it jogged east. When it jogged east and then went north, the eastern eye passed right over my church at 135, 140 mile an hour gusts. And so I thought for sure my house was absolutely fine because I built most of my house.
But Daniel, you live about 15 miles from your church, though. Is that right, brother?
Well, I live 20 miles from my church, so I was 20 miles from the eastern eye. We were getting gusts reported here, 120, and the sustained winds over 100 miles an hour for hours at time. Hours. It wasn't a quick-moving storm. Listen, it's devastating for many families. My son lost probably a quarter of his entire roof. It was flooding through his house. My whole family's staying with me. I have a standby generator. I have not stopped once. So I got to the neighbors, two of my neighbors fixing roofs, doing whatever. So I thought when I drove out finally to be able to get out by my church, and I'm thinking the worst, Coach. I mean, that's a metal building, right?
Yeah.
To see that cross and that building standing in the midst and it's destroyed around it, that's God. Because God's going to use that place as a staging area. And when people come in to help, guess where they get to stay? Right in the church. We'll be set up right there. When it happens, we are literally right in the epicenter, set up, and the roof is completely intact. The building is completely intact, dry inside, absolutely unscathed.
Well, Dale, we're going to raise up some, we've always done this. We've always done this hurricane relief, and I'm so busy doing so many other things. I got my hands in so many different things, but I know there are guys in the queue who are going to be willing to come down, and if you put them up, they'll come and they'll serve and they'll do whatever. So as we progress down the road here on this thing, brother, you know that we're going to come and we're going to stand with you. I have to tell you, share a profound story with you, friends. it was Hurricane Katrina. And for those of you who don't remember, right after Hurricane Katrina hit 17 years ago, about a week or maybe 10 days later, it was followed immediately by Hurricane Rita. Do you remember that, Dale? Katrina came through, and then about a week later, Rita came through. Well, Rita went over into towards Texas a little bit more, but it came through as well. And I remember I went to a church service over there in Hurricane Rita, and people were in there, and they were all, many of them were devastated, and people stood up and they gave testimony. And they said, thank God, our house is still standing. God is so good and yada, 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 yada. And I was immediately struck by a scripture. And I shared that scripture, and I share that scripture today for all of us to understand this. We know that he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High abides under the shadow of the Almighty. We understand that. But we also all understand that we're not all guarded and protected from the consequences of sin. The rain falls on the just and the unjust, right? And I was reminded as I was in that church, and I don't remember what small Texas town it was, having church and people standing up giving testimony like you just did about the goodness of God protecting. Folks, we got to remember this. There are a lot of God-fearing people who lost everything. And I was reminded of what the scripture said when they were talking, Jesus was talking about a hurricane, a storm that had come through. And the people were testifying about the goodness of God. And luckily it hit those people when it didn't hit us. And Jesus said, are you kidding me? I'm paraphrasing. Are you kidding me? Do you think somehow you were more deserving of those people than those people? Do you really think that all this evil around you, somehow, and you being in the midst of it, that you were somehow spared from that? He said, unless you repent, shall all likewise perish. So the last thing we can ever begin to think about, folks, is that God protected us just because we're better than everybody else. Dale, I'm not saying you're saying that, right?
Oh, hey, Coach, listen, my elder, his whole wall of his house shifted out, his whole roof ripped off his bit. One of my elders, Randy, he lost his kitchen ceiling, collapsed his roof. I mean, shingles, I mean, just ripped away. Absolutely. Let me tell you, that's exactly what I always say, is God rains on the just and the unjust, and his
sure
winds
does.
His winds also blow on the just and on the unjust. And so it's not that my house didn't sustain some damage, but it sustained for the purpose I know for me is to help others.
Amen, Dale. And I was reminded again of those 13 guys who died in Afghanistan. I wonder how many of those people were strong Bible-believing Christians that lost a son. And it's hard to see yourself in a situation like that. And I know Chad Estes's son was there in Afghanistan. And I know Chad rejoices that his son's okay. But unless we repent, we shall all likewise perish. The rain does fall on the just and the unjust. And the last thing that we can do, even though we dwell in the secret place of the Most High and abide under the shadow of the Almighty, the last thing we can think we can do is think that we are somehow immune to the consequences of sin that's all around us, the judgment of God that's upon us.
Hey Coach.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. My house flooded for Katrina, so I know what it is to have that kind of a situation. And when you talked about them storms, you remember the storms, Katrina, right, means cleansing. And boy, did it cleanse the city and show its ugly sin. Rita meant protector. And when Beaumont, Texas said, hey, listen, if you couldn't get an abortion in New Orleans, you come to Beaumont, we'll do it for free. And guess where Rita hit? Bullseye, Texas. Smack, wait a minute. And then Wilma came after that. Remember, now this was the 16th year of the anniversary of Katrina. That was Southern decadence in the French Quarter. Guess what? Southern decadence was supposed to happen this weekend. Guess how that's working for them?
Yeah.
Well, then back then, the Southern decadence, we were getting ready to have a 100,000 march through the city that's called the King Jesus March, right? Well, the Southern decadence, so the drag queen hour down in the Florida Keys said, listen, y'all got your storm destroyed. Come down here and join us in our drag queen march down through the Florida Keys. Wilma put 4 feet of water in the Florida Keys and shut that thing down. You want to talk about the Verizon man? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, amen. We don't hear him now, though, do we? So anyway, Dale, we're glad you're safe. I'm glad that. Not everything's good, not good, but
thank you.
Yeah, brother, that you're on your feet. And we pledge we're going to help you do whatever we need to do down there. And mercy of God. Larry, come on in there a second, bud. I'm a little tired.
Yeah, my son's down there, the other side of New Orleans from where Dale is, and it wasn't quite as bad as his house. And his house didn't get a lot of damage, but they took some of the boats my son's in charge of up the river, and one of them burned to the water level. They don't know how the fire started. But anyway, along in the vein about the winds and the rain and everything blows on the godly and the ungodly, you know, when we pray, if a hurricane's coming, if you're praying, oh, God, move this hurricane over there 20 miles over so it won't hit me.
Yeah, go hit somebody
praying,
else.
Oh, God, move this hurricane over there. Yeah, you're praying that it's going to hit somebody else.
That's right.
I tell you what, folks, that's not the right way to pray. The right way to pray is like Jesus taught us, for his will. And then the right follow-up is do your part in fulfilling his will after the calamity.
Larry, I'm going to cut in because that was exactly my prayer. I said, Lord, I don't desire this thing to move wherever. I desire that you would dissolve it. But let thy kingdom come and thy will be done.
Amen, baby. Amen. Well, we're glad everything's good with you, Dale.
Hey, brother, go get him.
Yeah, we will. Hey, I want to move ahead here a little bit. I just want to acknowledge our show yesterday on Brighteon. You can click on that real quickly for me there, Spencer. I was really honored to be on this platform, and we now have it posted as well on our homepage here at CoachDaveLive.com. And I don't know how many people watch it. I don't know, but it's an honor to be part of that lineup. And, you know, I said to some of you yesterday, it's going to be a call-in show. We're going to make it a call-in. And they're not really equipped to be able to do that. So those of you out there said you were trying to call in and couldn't get through, they're not set up to do that yet, but they're going to be able to do that here at some point. Boy, I look tired on that screen. I look tired. But we did a good show. It lasted, it was an hour, but it was about really maybe 48 minutes or something like that. And we're honored to be in there, man. We're in there with some heavy hitters and some good names. And, you know, Doug Hagman said that we're America's coach. I'm America's coach. And just praise the Lord that God's given us that platform. Now, I want to – I got a lot of – trying to clean some things up here. We are some things I can't say I can't just say everything. You with me yet? On this whole thing that we're doing now with the ChristianRevolution.net, I want to talk a little bit more about this today. I'm in close communication with our team, which right now our team leading the team is Ohio Brett, myself, and Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. And we are getting ready to go on the road again this weekend. Wednesday night, Thursday night, we're doing the Hagman Report live in studio on Friday and coming home Friday night. And friends, we are meeting with some real movers and shakers. In fact, there's a tour being set up. I'm saying this for those of you who don't understand that this is from the Lord, folks. This Christian revolution is from the Lord. And that it's not just me and Ohio Brett and Dr. Sherry Tenpenny trying to get something up and running. There's a real powerful team behind us. And I want you to think for a minute about BLM, Black Lives Matter. Now, who would have thought 5 years ago, 4 years ago, whenever Black Lives Matter was formed, who would have ever thought that they would raise over $1 billion? Did you hear me? Black Lives Matter has raised over $1 billion. Now, do you guys know who they are? Who is Black Lives Matter? Is it run by some Hollywood mogul? Is he the face of it? No, it's what's her name? Is it Patrice Cullors, I think? Who is Patrice Cullors? Who is it? I don't know. But a lot of people got behind that movement to destroy America. That's what the Black Lives Movement's about. It's to destroy America. And a lot of people got behind that effort to destroy America under the pretext that they were worried about black lives. We know that's not true. One of the biggest frauds ever perpetrated on America. Churches are getting in line behind Black Lives Matter. Shows how stupid we are that we don't understand it. The critical race theory, all that crap that they're shoving down our throat. So Dr. Sherry and Brett and I, we huddled a lot this week when we were in St. Louis. And we asked one simple question. Scroll down through here, because I want to ask it through that Christian revolution you have up there right now. I want to walk you down through this, because I want you to ask yourself this question. By the way, Dr. Sherry put most of this together. Says every country in the world has been purposely collapsed by those who intend on doing harm at every level of society under the ruse of a necessary global reset. They've collapsed businesses, turned public schools and universities into detention centers, and stripped us of freedom to breathe air. They've closed our churches, terrorized travelers into wearing worthless masks, have turned our hospitals into death traps for those who are sick. Anybody disagree with any of that? Any of that? Now they're forcing hundreds of millions of freedom-loving people into choosing between being injected with a deadly experimental product and retaining employment. For those who will not comply, they're being tortured by giving a Q-tip forcibly shoved up their nose twice a week to test for exposure to a virus that, by some claims, doesn't even exist. The puppet masters pulling the strings, by the way, Jared put all this together. Great job, Jared. Puppet masters pulling the strings have been able to accomplish all this nefarious and evil activities because they have access to unlimited funding by leveraging their personal wealth and having access to government printing presses such as the Federal Reserve. The founders of this organization started from a simple premise. Here was our simple premise. Who is funding good? We'll stop right there. Who's funding good, folks? Focus on the family. American Family Association, Republican Party, Catholic Social Services. Can you tell me? Can anybody tell me who's funding good? Who's raising the $1 billion to fund good in America? Who? No, we're giving all of our money to churches so they can buy smoke machines and padded pews and carpet. Somebody say amen, although you don't have to.
Amen.
And so we came up with the idea that somebody's got to fund good. So we said, who's supporting physicians, nurses, and very few others who are risking everything to speak out against this global government tyranny? Who's funding it? Who's funding their defense? Who's sticking up for them? who's providing options for prevention and early treatment of this viral outbreak and true wellness options for overall health. Yeah, folks, do you hear anybody talking about vitamins and minerals and preventative things? You hear anybody doing that? No. Why? Because the other side's funding everything. They're paying for everything. They own everything. They own the media. They own the CDC. Who's funding our team? Who's standing in the gap for God's children and their right to obtain an education without being forced to wear ineffective, torturous masks? Who's leading the charge against employers who are forcing their workers to be injected with an experimental drug to earn a living, provide for the family? Who's fighting to reopen our places of worship and teaching what the Word of God says about fear not? By the way, Rick Warren, Purpose-Driven Life, Rick Warren said Christians are too selfish. We want our own rights. We're too selfish. That's the kind of crap we're dealing with, folks. Who's funding good? Who's funding good? Where's the Republican Party? Where's any politician standing up and pushing back on our behalf? It ain't happening. Going down.
I asked that question. Nobody could answer me.
Keep going down, Spencer, please. Like many others, we're tired of waiting for someone to do the work. After much thought and prayer, ChristianRevolution.net was born. So you're going down there, and here's our goal. You say, who's Coach Dave and Ohio Brett and Dr. Sherry Tim? Well, who? I don't know. Who are we? Here we are. Lord, send us. And Dr. Sherry's been working really hard behind the scenes, setting up the proper financial mechanism for all this money to flow into. And I want you to hear this. It is not tax deductible. This money is going to go into an account called the Christian Revolution, and it is not tax deductible. And we're believing millions of dollars are going to flow in there as millions of Americans send in $100. If a million Americans give us $100, that's $100 million. So here is the goals that we've initially laid out. This is not just about defending people, all right? Legal pursuits. Lawsuits are expensive, and most Americans cannot afford to hire an attorney to fight this Goliath alone. Fighting for your God-given rights should not require a second mortgage on your home. We're currently assembling a team of attorneys who will join forces to fight for mom and pop America. We are looking for at least 3 attorneys in every state that we are going to fund to take on these battles. Number 2, it starts with defending the right of people to not take the jab in order to hold their job. That's the first step. Number 2, we want to try to establish, this is a big one. This is Dr. Sherry's. This is her heart. We want to work down the road to establish a new healthcare system. Many have experienced the travesty of medical mismanagement through this COVID crisis. Even worse, many of you have experienced firsthand the disrespect given to family members over their COVID test or vaccination status. It's time to build a new system of medical care beyond our true informed consent, true healing and prayer at the center of all of it. It's another phase of this. The initial phase is the legal thing, okay? Athlete protection. Ohio Brett's already hearing from athletes, professional athletes, already hearing from them who are all in on this. You say, what? Oh, yeah, they're all in. They don't want to take that vaccination. They understand. Athletes in all sports and at all ages, from middle school, high school, college, and throughout professional careers, are not being told the truth about the potential devastating effects of the COVID shots, what it can do to their cardiovascular systems. These shots can cause life-threatening and career-ending injuries and illnesses. These important young men and women and their coaches need to quickly know the truth about mandatory vaccination and learn the best way to stay healthy. We are going to have, I'm just telling you, folks, we're going to have professional athletes who are going to be all in on this initiative. We're now building a team to win back our nation, mental, physically, most important, spiritually. We have a plan. Now's the time to fight. So please go to thequestionrevolution.net and help us build a war chest to fight back. No donations too small. Benjamin Franklin warned us, we must all hang together or we'll all hang separately. I want to make this very clear. These are not tax deductible donations. These are not tax deductible. We're building a freaking army war chest, okay? Now, number two, you cannot donate right now. Now, folks, you're going to make our life a lot easier. I just want to tell you. Some people have already asked me, where can I send a check? I've had many people say, where can we send a check? But bear with me here a second. When these checks are going to go to Dr. Sherry Tenpenny's office, where we have her staff's going to help with this. Can you imagine getting a million envelopes in the mail? Who can handle that? Who can handle that, right? Nobody can do that. So that's why we're going to ask you when we're ready that you would please, please donate online. It's a lot easier, a lot cleaner. We don't have to open the envelope, look at the name, stamp it on the back, take it to the bank, all that stuff that goes along with it. Plus, when you do it online, we end up getting your email. Everything is already done as that's done. Now, if you want to write a check, it's okay. You can do that. You can write a check and send it right now to the Christian Revolution -net. The Christian Revolution -net. And there's the address. That's Dr. Sherry Tenpenny's office. Money's not rolling into Pass the Salt Ministries. This is going into this foundation that we have set up here. ChristianRevolution.net, 7380 Engle Road, Middleburg Heights, Ohio, 44130. And we are heading this weekend. How do I say that? I'm not going to tell you where. But next week as well. We have those behind the scenes who are setting up meetings with potential large financial donors. And I'm going to tell you, we're going this weekend. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, Ohio Breton, Sherry Tenpenny, and I are on the road. We're probably going to be on the road after Labor Day, 4 or 5 days in a row, and who knows where, because we have those who are behind the scenes. I'm trying not to give out too much information here, but you need to know this, that this isn't some fly-by-night, flimsy little thing we're doing, okay? This is big. And one of the directions we're going to go as well is we're going to find out everybody that gave money to BLM. Every major business donor that gave money to BLM. And we're going to go ask them about their office of diversity. Aren't Christians diverse? You're giving money to BLM? Are you giving any money to any Christian causes? Are you guys anti-Christ? Aren't Christians part of the diversity plan and the diversity movement? We're going to badger those folks into funding our war as well. That's our plan. Yes, it's big. We got a big God. It's time we do it. And they'll say, Coach, why are you going to do that money? We won't take that money. We're going to fund people. We're going to fund legal issues, free legal care. We're going to fund warriors who are on the front line, the Jamie Waldens of the world who are out selling hats and shirts simply to be able to fight this army that we're against. We're going to raise money and we're going to fund Jamie Walden. We're going to fund Mark Harrington. We're going to fund people all across America. We cannot win this war without bullets. We got all of our money going to the wrong places. We're going to send some money down into the gunslinger. We'll throw some money to the gunslinger. The guys are really out there doing the work. You see this picture? You see, we're not going to send it to Focus on the Family and American Family Association and Catholic Charities. We ain't doing that, folks. We aren't going to do this. We're going to put this money in the hands of warriors. And I'm believing that 30 days from today, we're going to have $100 million. The left will never know what hit them. They'll never know what hit them. Now, I want some feedback. I'm going to open it up. I want suggestions, ideas. Do me a favor. Don't pee on the parade. Don't pee on the parade. If you have a concern, then you email me privately. Don't get in the chat room and tell us how much it's not going to work. And, you know, blah, 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 blah. Don't do that. Come on in, Larry, then Kevin.
Yeah, I just went to ChristianRevolution.net website, and is that the proper designation to go to what y'all are putting together?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Okay. And hit the contribute button. And there's no way to contribute money at the moment. They just wanted you to contribute content, you know, like share something.
Larry, I just said that. You can't contribute online yet. We don't have the proper banking stuff set up yet.
Okay, Coach. I'm not trying to be on the parade here. I'm just trying to, you know, make sure that people understand that, because you said ChristianRevolution-net at one point this morning.
No. Dashnet. Legally, we couldn't call it the ChristianRevolution.net. We had to call it Dashnet. So when you write a check, you write it to the ChristianRevolution-net. The website is the ChristianRevolution.net. I know it's confusing. I know that it is. But the ChristianRevolution.net is the connection. You cannot donate online yet because we don't have all the banking connections secure yet. We hope to have that done by Wednesday afternoon. Thanks, Larry.
I just wanted to make sure that I was confused, and I know that maybe at least one other person might have been. I wanted to try to.
Yep. No. And folks, listen, I want you to know this. It's one of the great things that's going on. I don't even care if the enemy's listening. We're working behind the scenes with some of the podcasters, names that you would know, probably podcasts that you watch. We're working together. And when we release this, all of these podcasters are going to pick it up and they're going to release it to their audiences as well. We know there are 80 million people who voted for Donald Trump. You don't think we can get a million to give $100? That's just a start, in my humble opinion. Come on in, Kevin.
All right, so just two quick comments. I want to piggyback off what Dale said the other day. Coach, if you build it, they will come.
They will.
And then secondly, something I was talking with my wonderful wife Gina last night about was the fact that everything that you see George Soros and, you know, Schwab and all these guys doing, all of this damage that you've seen them do over the last number of years, they couldn't do any of it without the money that they're using.
That's right.
That money is a tool, and it's a weapon, and it's ammunition, and it works just as good for us if we can get it and apply it. So, bravo, keep on.
And at what point was it? And at what point was it okay to persecute a majority? Are we allowed to be persecuted just because there's more Christians than everybody else? Is Christianity not part of the diversity movement? Should it not be part of the diversity movement? We got to push back. We got to get smarter, and we got to push back against some of this crap. It takes money to do it, friends. It takes money to do it. And as I had a guy tell me the other day, he says, Coach, there are a lot of us out here that got a lot of money, and we're tired of it. That's what I know. Come on in, Lou, and then Reggie.
Yes, absolutely. And there's a lot of things we can do. I got a bunch of people I'm sending it to already. But anyway, I gave them a little update on it. But yes, we need to fight back. This is what I've been saying for years. And this is a great way to do it. And when you were saying that, I saw cattle up a thousand hills.
Amen.
And I thought that was a good prophetic thing, where it's going to spread like wildfire.
Amen.
We get the country back. Yes.
Hey, Ohio Brett, jump in here real quick, Ohio Brett. I assume you're in here. I don't see you. Hang on, Reggie. I'll be right with you.
I'm here, Coach.
Okay, Brett. I want you to tell people some of the phone calls that you've been getting, and what is it that people always say to you about legal action?
Okay. Hey, Spencer, go ahead and scroll back up to who is funding good. This is where it all comes, folks. Who is funding good? Everybody knows who is funding evil, and everybody's scratching their head. What the heck's going on? Who is funding good? And I won't give out names, but Coach, it's in all categories. Pros, Major League Baseball, the NFL, Major League, the NBA. Off of that Zoom call that, Coach, you did such a great job on, and Dr. Sherry Tenpenny led it with those stud doctors and Tom Rentz, they found us. They found my cell phone number off of that. And they have families. These pro athletes are family. They're no different than us. They just get paid a lot more to play a sport, right? And they have families that they are trying to protect, that they do not want to take these poison shots. They don't want to be raped and have something penetrated in their body every week. But it's not just the pros. It is the mom and pops that are calling me. Last night I was up till midnight, just moms calling me from Boone County, Kentucky, near Cincinnati, the Buffalo area, Indiana, California. They just want help, coach.
They can't afford an attorney, right, Brett? Afford an attorney.
They want help. These are factory workers. These are teachers. These are the mom and pops everywhere. That the boot of evil is on their throat because they have the money to sue and mom and pop doesn't. They're crying out for help. So our question comes back to Ezekiel 9, that who is crying out against the abominations in our midst? We are.
We are, brother.
Expect them to help.
And we're going to punch them. We're going to start punching them in the mouth. We're going to demand equal protections under the law. This ain't difficult. But they're not going to give it to us. The Luciferian government-controlled forces are not going to give us our rights without a fight. So if we want our rights, then we have got to stand up and fight. And if we're going to stand up and fight, it's going to take money to do it. And if you give us $50 million, can you say lawsuits, lawsuits, lawsuits? It won't take very long. We're going to win, boys.
And, Coach, I'll just close with this, Coach, before you move on to our next guest. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. This starts with prayer first. And I believe by faith, every single county and every single state, that this will be covered with prayer first. And then they will prayerfully consider an easy amount, $10, $20, $50, that works for them, so we could go and fund the warriors on the front lines.
Thanks, Brett. And again, as I said, folks, hopefully tomorrow you'll be able to donate online. You can't donate online yet. We don't have the work behind the scenes set up ready to handle it, okay? Bear with us. Probably tomorrow we will. Come on in, Reggie.
Thank you, Coach. I have two things. First, I want to ask for prayer for a very dear person, Robert Steele, was taken out of the game of trafficking. Also, if you guys don't, I know we keep saying this, if you don't realize what it's going to take, I don't know what it's going to take for us to tell you and try to give you stories to realize what it's going to take. And it, unfortunately, it is going to take funding. And if you get coffee every morning, skip your coffee and send it to Coach Dave and Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. And don't expect anything in return, but that's when right. You send it with a prayer. Send it with a prayer because this is spiritual and people are getting taken out a little bit quicker right now. I'm really sad about this because this is what they do.
That's right. Robert David Steele. Yep, they took it. He died supposedly of COVID. Who knows, right?
It's a bioweapon.
Right.
No. Anyhow, I'm just so happy that you're doing this, and I'm going to do as much as I can to help because we need to fight back. So the millionaires, if you remember, entertainers were bailing people out of jail. This is what they do. They pull their money together. They pull
That's right. And the Luciferians, they pull their money and they attack everything good. And we send our money to focus on the family, right? Huh? Focus on the family ain't doing squat. Sorry, Franklin Graham. He'll be doing some great stuff down in, he'll be down there, Samaritan's Purse. They'll be down there with Dale. They'll be doing some good work, but they ain't doing anything to help us.
One last thing. If you guys are sending checks to missions and pastors that have these fundraising things, please stop and send them to Dr. Sherry Tenpenny.
Yes.
Because most of the time, those are nefarious fronts. So.
Well, here's what we know. Now is the time to fund this war. Say what you want to about whoever you're sending money to. This is it, friends. If we do not turn back the forces of darkness on this issue, we're done, man. We're done. They're going to poison our army and our navy. They're going to make those guys take the vaccine. It's going to kill them. It's going to kill them off. And they can't stand up and fight and push back against it because they can't afford a freaking lawyer. Come on in, Reverend. That's Jerry. Come on in, Jerry.
It's Wes.
Wes, I'm sorry.
You're okay. Good morning, Coach. I have two ideas and a request. My first idea is an idea about getting funding for you. I'm an artist, so I'll email you that idea later.
All right.
Another idea is maybe having this Q download Black's Law Dictionary and brushing up on the definition of legal words. Maybe even if you're, you know, download the laws of your state too and brush up on those. And then my request is, I don't know if you remember, but last year I was fired from Kroger for refusing to wear the mask. So
I do remember that. Yes, sir.
If you guys want to take up a case, I would like to take the case to the state of Indiana and Kroger, sue both of them at the same time.
Let's do it, dude. Let's do it. Let's do it. Oh, yeah. Hey, folks, I've said this before. I'm going to say it again so that you understand. All right. When David slew Goliath, he threw a stone. God directed the stone. God blessed David's action. God didn't throw the stone. David slung it. And God directed it, and it dropped Goliath. And Goliath laid on the ground. He wasn't dead. He was knocked out. And David walked up, and he pulled the sword out of the sheath. He unsheathed the sword of Goliath and took Goliath's own sword and chopped off Goliath's head. All right? So we have got to understand that everything that's been done to us has been done through the legal system. Everything's been done. Every nefarious thing that's happened to America has been done because the left has seized the legal system. So we are going to take Goliath's own sword, the legal system, and we're going to chop off his freaking head.
David ran to the battle. David ran to the battle.
That's it, Mark, and so are we, brother. We're going to run to the battle. Come on in, Alan's Edge.
Just think where we'd be, Coach, if we had done this instead of building hundreds of mega churches all around the country.
Unbelievable.
And I am so behind this. I want you to understand that this is far too long coming. And I'm so glad that finally somebody's taking the bull by the horns and getting something done with this, because people don't have the money. And it's our turn.
It's our turn.
Let's get it done.
Let's get it. And we're not going to have to win too many places in order for us to have victory. That's what I know. And Dr. Sherry Tenpenny is a rock star, and her integrity is about as high as they come. She's not afraid to die, and people understand that about her, and she's the perfect face of this movement. Praise the Lord for that. Betty, come on in.
Amen.
Good morning, and we need to donate to this, because I just got a text from my son. He says, we're not doing good. They went to see her parents, and everybody in her family is jabbed. We feel like death, and Gretchen is like 2 days ahead of me, apparently. She's getting red bumps all over her, and her fingernails are turning blue. I can barely move. I'll catch you in a bit, but I need to know to reschedule. The doctor's trying to tell them it's a hand, foot, and mouth disease. And I looked it up, and it says it's a mild, contagious deal. So I'm telling them it's not a mild disease. It's a deathly disease you're getting. So we need to – I'll be the first one to donate, Coach Dave.
So Betty, this is your son this is happening to?
Yes, my son and daughter-in-law and the baby. And the baby's a year old.
And they've taken the jab?
No, they did not take the jab. They've been around people that have taken the jab.
There you are. There you are. There you go.
And everybody in that family, they were there the whole weekend, and now they're – fighting for their life.
God, can I say this? That pisses me off. Am I allowed to say that? I'm allowed to say it. Come on, Jack.
Yeah. What you just said was just so powerful, Betty. Oh, my word. Coach, remember, when Hitler won election, he won by 98% of the vote.
I bet he did.
and what did he do the next day? He started killing Jews in ovens. No. What he did was he got all the laws to be make everything he was going to do legal. So everything Hitler did was legal.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody said, hey, I think you're doing something wrong. You're doing it. This is what's got to be done right now. This is the time. There's enough people that are waking up that will support you, even if they don't really understand what's going on.
So, Jack, can you imagine this? Can you imagine if we get a million people to give $10, let's say, whatever, and we have their
email address. That's our army, Jack. That is our army. We begin to build our army from there. That's why I say sending a donation online is better, because we capture the email. And we'll begin to do what we've talked about. Strategic. Part of our vision is to do these Salt and Light Brigades, to raise up training sessions all across the state and pockets of these Salt and Light Brigades who are already connected and willing to fight. This ain't rocket science, folks. Come on. This isn't rocket science. See, it was supposed to be our churches. It was supposed to be our churches in the community. The church was supposed to be the one fighting. Church doesn't fight. Church don't even. Churches are in competition. Pastors are worried about losing their people to some other guy. Oh, my God. Lord, help us. Jim B., come on in. Then Randy.
Morning, Coach.
Morning, Jim.
I'm going to ask a dangerous question, and maybe you covered this to some degree already. But when the donation site begins to work for the Christian Revolution -net, does that mean that we're no longer donating directly to Pass the Salt or Coach Dave?
It's going to go into that account, whatever it is. That's a clearinghouse, and then some of those funds then will be diverted to Pass the Salt Ministries, that we can do trainings and all that kind of stuff, right? But we want all the money coming into the same place, so we have good record keeping of where it is, and then the money will be distributed out of that. Does that make sense, Jim?
Yes, thank you.
All right, buddy. Randy.
Coach, got a scripture here. This is what you're seeing on the sword of Goliath. Look at 1 Samuel 21, 8 and 9.
We got her up there.
Let it hit you. Coach, let this hit you. Let this hit everybody right here. This is good.
And David said unto Ahimelech, And is there not here under thine hand spear or sword? He said, don't you have a sword, dude? For I have neither bought my sword nor my weapons with me, because the king's business required haste. He said, I was in a hurry. I had to run here and get here without my sword. The priest said, the sword of Goliath the Philistine, whom you slew in the valley Elah, behold, it is here wrapped in the cloth behind the ephod. If thou will take that, take it, for there is no other save that here. And David said, there is none other like that. Give it to me. Randy, I had never seen that. Goliath's sword was saved.
The ephod is the type of the Holy Spirit in the Old Testament. It's a type of the Holy Spirit. Coach, where was that sword? It was behind the ephod. Coach, this thing you're doing, this is what I saw, and I went to this and found this. What we're doing with this legal system, we're taking their sword, we're taking the absolute law of God, which was brought through the Constitution and through the Magna Carta and all through history. God finally got his law down here on the earth for us to live by through. And now it's coming through the ephod. Coach, this movement is coming through the Holy Spirit. This isn't us trying to just get some human rights here. This is God saying it's time to kick unrighteousness out of this system and let righteousness rule and be established.
Let righteousness be restored. I'm with you, Randy. I'm with you. I know this. I know this is so God-breathed. I know this. It is. I know this is going to be beyond what we can even imagine. Gunslinger, did you want to get in there? I saw you're up. Now you're down. If you want to jump in here, go ahead, man.
Yeah, I'm not going to say anything that wasn't already said. I just want to punctuate this, because any argument against your idea, Coach, has been that this is the domain of the evil one. And I think it's important that David took the sword of the giant and used it against him.
Yes.
And we can disarm the enemy and come right back at him. You know, this is Rambo. They come at him with all these weapons. Pretty soon Rambo's got it.
Amen,
and he's coming
baby.
Right to their stronghold. So we can do that. This is all fair in love and war. We can take their own weapons from them and bring them right home. I'll bring you a war you won't believe.
Amen, baby. That's what we're going to do, Sam. We're going to be on the offensive. They're not going to know what hit them. Because I know this. When I was a coach, I was a great offensive coach. I could score points. Man, I figured out a way to score points. But I wasn't a very good defensive coach. I hired guys who could coach the defense for me because I was about scoring points. That's what I wanted to do, right? Well, think about where we are. Does the left know how to play defense? We're about to find out, aren't we? We're about to find out if they can play defense. We know they can play offense. We'll find out if they can play defense. Yeah, Jack.
Paul did the same thing, right? Because Paul knew the law. Paul knew the law. And Paul exercised the law. And Paul ignored the evil law because he knew he was educated. He was a Pharisee of the Pharisees.
Amen.
He knew the law. And he used it with the sword of Goliath against them. Because he could stand his ground and he knew the law.
Folks, don't ever forget this. There are more with us than against us. We've letting the minority grab control and we're going to take it back. Kevin Van Story. Kevin, by the way, I got your certificate and ID ready to go in the mail today. Go ahead, Kevin.
Thank you so much, sir, because I got 36 nurses, nurse practitioners, LPNs, and CNs, CNAs that are asking me to sign letters for their religious exemption at Mercy Hospital in Joplin, Missouri. Thank you, Dave. I can't remember the word, but there's a word that has to do with the real estate company.
You're really breaking up for some reason, Kevin. Are you sitting someplace? Can you move? Go ahead and try it.
Back.
Kevin, you're breaking up. We can't hear you. We can hear you. Not every 10th word. Go ahead, Luann. Come on in. No? Your hands are stuck?
I'm here. I clicked the wrong button.
Okay.
Sorry. Yeah. My daughter is just finishing law school. So I'm giving her this information. So she'll probably call you on this. On that page, on that site you gave, they have a number, right? Phone number?
Don't ever call me yet, okay? Yes. But
I'm not saying right away. Okay. But you know what?
Yeah, let us get our feet under us here, all right?
Right. Yes, and how? And in the meantime, can we get some flyers written up so I can pass them out?
We're in the process of that as well. So bear with us here, okay?
No problem. I'm ready to go with it because this is absolutely right.
Okay. Kevin, come on in and try it again, bud. And Jeff. go ahead. I don't hear you, Kevin. Jeff, go ahead, then we'll try Kevin.
Coach, just a reminder, everybody, with Dr. Laura Thursday night at 6:30 at New Beginnings in Warsaw. She's been in contact with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, and she's reciting a lot of Dr. Sherry's stuff. She is standing against this hospital here in our community, so it'll be good.
Well, the punch in the face is going to be legal action. We need to smack him in the mouth with legal action. That's what we got to do. Kevin, come on in. Maybe you don't want it. Kevin, are you still trying to Oh, my goodness. I'm still halfway asleep. So where do we go from here?
Ask a question, Coach?
Yes, Betty.
David put links up. They said that liquid ivermectin, do you put it in the juice and how much? Because I'm trying to get it now for them.
I haven't used liquid ivermectin. I saw that you had some pills, ivermectin pills. Listen, I want you guys to know this. When I came home yesterday and I didn't feel well, I took ivermectin. I took hydroxychloroquine. I pumped my body full of vitamins and all that kind of stuff. It's preventative, folks. Preventative. When the first thing hits you, you get some vitamins in you. You get some ivermectin in you. If you have any hydroxychloroquine, you get it in you. So, Betty, as far as how to mix it and all that stuff, I don't really know if I have an answer for you on that.
Randy has an answer on that, Coach, because that's what he took.
You have an answer on that, Randy? Doesn't matter. Rochelle, come on in. Hello, Rochelle. Don't hear you there. Still don't hear you, Rochelle. We don't hear you. Come on in.
Is that working now?
Go.
Okay, sorry. Okay, this is a little off topic, but one way to help spread the word about this show is if everybody, maybe five people a week go to and give a review, because this comes out as on a podcast as well. So any Apple device, if you go and just leave a review, it only takes five of these a week, and it will trick the logarithms into sending the show out as a suggestion to other people. It really, really works.
Also, Rochelle, good point, Rochelle. You folks could help if you would go to the show that I did yesterday on Brighteon and comment on it. All those things help. They have comments under, just say, hey, thumbs up, way to rock, Coach, whatever. And those things all matter. And if you don't have somebody say, Coach, I don't know where that is. Well, I'll put it in the chat in the after show that you guys can get in there and go quote. Revelation 20:15, come on in.
Great minds must think alike, because my ideas coincide with what you and Rochelle just stated. You were saying, where do we go from here? I say every one of us in this queue right now, go call your favorite talk radio show. Go call your morning show, local shows, and just spread the word about this initiative that's getting ready to go down.
Amen, baby. Amen. That's what we have to do. Spread the word. We have to be, what's the word? We have to be Johnny Appleseeds. Spread the word. It's catching on. We're catching on. It's all good. Look, folks, you know me well enough to know I'm not blowing smoke. Not blowing smoke. We are connected. We're connected to some good folks, some good things. And one of the things that really encouraged me about our time at Bard's Fest is, as I said, we're up to 3:30 in the morning strategizing with some names of people that you would know. And so we're all finally shoving the same direction, working the same direction. We'll never win this battle for fighting it alone. Now, the whole idea, I want you to understand this. People don't have the money to sue. They don't have the money. And so they go to, you're a nurse, any job, and they say, hey, you got to take the vaccine or you lose your job. And they're already facing losing their job. Now they got to go to hire an attorney, get $5,000, don't even know if they're going to win, don't even know. So they don't sue. They take the jab or they lose their job. That's got to stop. That has got to stop. See, our government should be defending these people. Our local prosecuting attorneys should be coming to the rescue of these people. They're being bullied. They're being bullied into complying with something they don't want to comply with. We got to stop it. Got to stop it. Got to push back against it. Susan Anderson, come on in, Susan. New caller. How you doing?
Hi, Susan? Coach. Pastor Sam has a really good teaching on the doctrine of turning the other cheek. And I think that's where Christians really lose it. They think we should turn the other cheek, and that's not what God wants us to do.
Amen. He only said it once. He only said turn the other cheek one time, and that was against a personal insult. I'm not going to turn the cheek if they're coming after my wife and my kids.
Amen.
Tracy, come on in.
Hey, good morning, everyone. I just wanted to give you just a little ounce of hope. This might be a little off subject, but my husband has taken communion with me the last 3 days. All I did was ask.
Wow.
So, and yesterday something really good happened with him. And he said, do you think we can take that communion thing every day? So, there's hope. It's baby steps. Just keep praying. I handed him over to God. And I know that all of you have been praying. So baby steps, and there is hope.
Amen.
There's hope.
Amen. Take that communion. Michelle and I haven't missed a day. We haven't
missed
That's
us. Day. I got Ruben to do it yesterday. Praise God.
All he right, Betty.
Praise awesome. God.
Awesome. Awesome. Paul.
Oh, hallelujah.
Praise God.
Quickly, Paul.
Well, I just want to say, Coach, you know, about yesterday, some of the people were complaining about it, but, you know, this is why we're in the spot we're in, because we first accepted the mask and we said, okay, but then and this is where we are, and we have to fight back. We got to put the pressure on them. And so, that's just what I wanted to say. I came in late but I just wanted to say that and share that. So
we're after them, man. We got great things going on. We covet your prayers, folks.
I'm excited about that.
We covet your prayers. We'll let you know when you can donate, hopefully by tomorrow. And then you got to spread it. 1 million people given $100. Can you even imagine what that'll look like?
Yeah. That would be.
God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow.